Hi, PWA. This is my attempt at a Mrs. Get off while you list what gets you going challenge. I've kind of already been working at that getting off part, so I don't even know how long this will be. But hopefully I can get through most of it. If I finish before I finish, I'll just list the rest at the end, I guess. I guess to start with, a lot of this is kind of more of a theoretical, I like in more of a theoretical terms, because, haven't had much opportunity to experiment with a lot of it yet. I really like the idea of marathon sex. Just taking a day or a weekend or something and just going at it, I like a lot of, I think this might show through a little bit in some of my requests and, audios, I like any sort of, like, risky semi-public sex where we might get caught. Some of the office fantasies. I kind of also like the idea of like going to a nice restaurant or something. Having dinner with friends, I don't know, starting to get a little hot and heavy under the table or something, a quickie in the bathroom, I guess. As far as some of the rougher, depending on how you see it, stuff. Biting, scratching, spanking. I really like spanking. I'm always a little disappointed because I can't spank myself as hard as I would like to be. So, I like spanking, hair pulling, I really, really like hair pulling too, not sure how I feel about choking, I think it's an interesting sensation, you get to really hear the, blood pulsing, I guess, speaking of blood, some of the darker stuff, possibly a little unexpected from me, but, knife play and blood play, maybe better in, like, theory than in practice, just because, it's potentially kind of dangerous, I think that one actually has its roots in, from the days watching Supernatural. Everyone on that show makes blood look so good. yeah, so if you ever get in a fight, come to me. I will lick that blood right up, which is probably not what you're supposed to do with blood. Pretty sure that's how diseases spread, but I will probably do it anyway. fuck. I like, back to a more vanilla track, I suppose. I like, sexy massages. Back massages in particular. I'm a little ticklish, though, so, and actually, it's a perfect segue into the next one. also into bondage. Again, partly because I'm kind of ticklish. I get kind of squirmy. I know I move a lot. So, being restrained in some way is kind of a huge turn on. Like a really, really big one for me. Just because, it's hard to restrain myself, and I really wanna, when I am, when I get, past, that first part of, an orgasm, I kind of, writhe around a lot. So I really like for someone to be able to pin me down and just keep going. So that, like, I can see what's on the other side of that orgasm. Rather than just having to stop because my hands are shaking too much. So I like being tied down, handcuffed. I do have a preference for just being physically grabbed and pinned down. My legs are shaking. Okay. I'm not done yet. What was I saying? Oh my god, this is harder than I thought. Fuck. Restrained, pinned down, I remember, I like, I bruise easily, I come home sometimes, I'm in the shower, and just look down, and my legs are all bruised, and I don't know why, but, I kind of like the idea of, being bruised, leaving handprints. Oh, fuck. I guess, for a lack of a better word, I'm bi. I think I'd like a woman to dominate me. I would prefer that. suppose I wouldn't be too objected to domming a woman, but you know, it's funny for all the I think for a lot of the audios I've put out so far, tend to be a bit more have me doing more domming. I think I might prefer subbing. I'm a switch, so I like both, but like but what's it? Crap. what was I saying? I like women. I like men. I think I like older partners, just because I like the experience. So I guess not necessarily older, but more experienced, I suppose. As far as I think I'm a bit pickier with men than with women. I like people of either gender to be well-dressed. Men in nice suits. Women in nice suits, actually. Women in menswear I like. This part's gonna probably sound a little narcissistic, but I have a thing for redheaded women. Being a redhead myself, that's a little little narcissistic, but I'm more like Dana Scully redhead than like Amy Pond redhead. Referencing fictional characters for this. Though the girl who plays Amy Pond is definitely one of the redheads that redheads love. this redhead loves. As is the girl who plays Lydia on Teen Wolf. She is part of the reason that I stuck with Teen Wolf for as long as I did. yes, I watch MTV's Teen Wolf. I did. I used to. I like oral, but I think I prefer to be on the receiving end of that. I'm selfish, what can I say? I like teasing. I think that's already kind of obvious. Strip teases. I would love, love, love to play strip poker. I could make that very fun, I think. I guess as far as men go, I like men that... I think a lot of the men I like are a little unusual looking. At least they seem to be, considering the reactions I get when I mention who they are. I won't really hear, but fuck. What was I saying? But yeah, you know, like I don't quite get the Channing. I guess I objectively get the Channing Tatum thing. I think it's about the abs. I think the muscles. I'm not a muscle person, so that's not really my thing. But I think Channing Tatum kind of looks like a million other people. So if you don't look like a million other people, then you're already gaining points in my book, I guess. I like I like older men, but that's a double-edged sword for me. I look very young. I look like I shouldn't be allowed to drive, honestly. Customer actually asked one of my managers recently while I was working. They were like, "Oh, so you hire underage?" I'm not even the youngest one that works there. I like accents. Not so much American ones, I guess. I'm biased. I'm from America. But I like a lot of European accents. British of all kinds, Scottish, Irish, Welsh, Australian, French. God, someone did a really nice French accent challenge recently. Good for you. I really enjoyed that. God, my hands are shaking. Germanic ones. Austrian, I guess. Scandinavian. A lot of Scandinavians, I've heard, speak English. Speak really, really good English. That's a total side note. I like nice eyes. I like nice eyes, I like, I really like nice hair. I have a little bit of a hair fixation. That's a weird thing to fixate on, but I do. If you look like you have, like, really nice, clean, soft, fluffy hair, I'm probably gonna stare. That's the first thing I notice about people, which is weird, probably, but whatever. I'm sure there are weirder things that would be the first thing I notice about people. I like deep voices. For men and women, I like baritone, alto, and of the spectrum, I guess, the vocal spectrum. I don't think I'm there, so vocally, I mean. I think I mentioned threesomes. I don't know. I don't remember anymore. If I didn't, threesomes of any combination, I think I'd prefer to be the third person rather than part of a couple, though. I think I'd get a little jealous. What else? I'd really like to, be in a threesome with a couple, though, actually. I think I'd like to, I think I'd like to be dominated by a couple someday. That sounds like fun. think I got through most of it. I can't remember anymore. So I guess we can finish this off. Oh, fuck. Honestly, it's the end of this audio, but I'm totally doing this again. I'm not done, but this audio is probably already really long, so I'll wrap it up for you guys. Well, I guess that was a fairly comprehensive list, I suppose. I don't even remember half of what I said, so thanks. I guess. This was a good idea.